Hi, I'm Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network, a global community connecting passionate music fans with podcasts about music, artists, and culture. For more information about all the shows in our network, please visit osirispod.com. Osiris.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
Action. Where are they at? Where are my boys?
Hey, hello. I'm over here, Brad.
I'm way over here, Brad.
Listen to this. Taking my glasses off.
Okay.
I went to get an eye exam today.
Oh.
I went in the eye exam. The doctor is sitting at the front counter.
Okay.
Where the receptionist would be.
Yeah.
Flustered. He's like, my woman's not here today. I was like, well, I was just stopping in to see if I can make an appointment. He was like, oh, well, hold on, sit right there. And like, I waited for like an hour while he was fucking with his computer. And every time I get up and he'd be like, no, wait. And so like, he had nothing on the books for the day.
What?
So whoever called in sick, so it was just him at the place. He had no one scheduled for the day. And he had, I guess, canceled everything. And I walked in. But he was trying to do me a favor and working me in.
Yeah.
And he gave me like the most thorough exam. Like I was at the eye doctor for 2 hours, which is a long time.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't wait. I mean, other than waiting for him to, you know, get done with what he was doing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, I've gone and got glasses before and, you know, not that, you know, 20 minutes maybe. This was like. He was like pulling out shit, dusting it off. Like, I think he was just bored. And he's so
like,
he gave me this.
He like gives you a colonic.
Yeah. All right, bend over, snap.
He's a really sweet guy, and I wish I knew the proper word for this. It's commonly known as walleye when you're not cross-eyed, your eyes go out.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had that.
Okay.
And it was sort of like, you know, it's an eye doctor, and
yeah
I'm like, do you think he went into it thinking he was gonna find the cure?
It's like when you see someone who cuts hair with a bad haircut.
Oh yeah
I know that, like in Franklin there was a sign company whose sign was askew, like the sign over the door was like shitty and twisted.
Oh boy.
But I he was a very nice guy. He took a long time. He told me he's trying to get me to buy bifocals.
Oh, no.
Have you guys ever had bifocals?
No. Never, ever.
Well, he's like, my thing is like, I'll wear my glasses, but when I read, I take them off. I don't need glasses.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at something up close.
Yeah.
But then he was doing this stuff where he like put these things on and he's like, okay, look at it now. And I could see clearer, but I was like, I don't know. Part of it is I like taking the fucking glasses off. Like when I'm home and I'm just looking at my phone or reading a book, I'm glad to not have glasses on my fucking nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And also, bifocals, I feel like that's an adjustment. I don't know if I could do it.
And it's expensive.
It is expensive.
They cost more monies.
It's like fucking twice as much.
Yeah, that's how they trick you.
It's like picture in picture.
Well, I was like, what if I just got... It is. I was like, what if I... Well, and then you can't look down your nose at the sky or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's. I don't know if I want that. I was like, what if I got glasses and then reading glasses? And he's like, and then you got to switch glasses. Like, yeah, it's all right.
Who cares? Yeah.
I don't mind. Anyway, I'm in this glasses situation and it's
just get regular ass glasses, man.
For some reason I picture you reading an eye chart completely naked.
It's like No, I was naked. He took the little black little spot on a stick, he held it over one nut and he was like, okay, now. He did a lot of stuff, and he did do the stuff where it's like, is this better, that better? And I'm like, I want to try. I did one time try to get the laser eye surgery.
That's scary.
I used to have a bit about that. I tried to get my eyes lasered, but instead I got frost breath.
I love that joke.
But I went in to get my eyes lasered, and like they had me literally in the seat about to do it. And they're like, okay, well, for this amount of money, you can get this. And it was like sort of your field of vision was like a little ring in the middle of a picture. And then for twice as much money, you get this, and you got like to see out the sides of your eyes too. I'm like, what do you mean? Do the whole eye?
Yeah.
What? There's different prices for how much you let me see.
That's really weird.
You're already half like, disabled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did you want both legs to work? Oh, that's going to be more. That's
all right,
be
we
more.
Lasered one eye, so yeah. Now you'll have headaches all the time.
Okay, well, we can set two of your bones, but for a little bit more, we'll set all three of your bones.
Wow.
We gave you a vasectomy on one ball.
Oh, you wanted the premium package.
Wow. And was that Ming Wang? Can we put him on blast?
No, it was a place that's actually, thankfully, out of business now, because as I was sitting in the chair and was like, well, you got me now with your bait and switch.
Yeah.
I'm sure I want, because I didn't want to go to Ming Wang, not against him or anybody, but like I felt like this is something I need to splurge on. I don't want a coupon for my surgery.
Yeah.
Like I don't and I know that's just psychological, but it's like I don't want to, some Groupon special for my surgeries on my eyeball so I see.
Ming Wang, see thing. That's his like promo.
Whoa.
That's how outraged Sean is. So I'm sitting in the chair.
Okay, you're in the chair.
I go, I want the premium package. They come back. They're like, well, you don't have enough money or what, you know, like I didn't have credit.
Oh.
And so I didn't get anything done. Like they kind of raised the price. And I was like, well, can I finance it or something? They're like, and I was like, yeah, fuck you guys. I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why I wear glasses, because I didn't.
It's like they tell you that halfway through the surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
So we've already sliced your eyeballs open.
Yeah. You're blind right now.
Fuckers.
Fucking people. I hate people. I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
Of why I think that's my problem.
Yeah.
All right. This weekend, I took little baby Knox to the park.
Okay.
It was a beautiful day. Sun was shining.
It? Yeah.
We went to the pond. We all saw, he loves animals. We saw turtles. We saw a little chipmunk. We saw a hawk. You may have seen me posted on social media. We saw a hawk 20 feet away. No farther than that door in a thing. There was a flower garden in Centennial Park. He ran around and played in the flowers. He was smelling the flowers. It was a beautiful, lovely day. This we saw crazy people, but like the nice kind of crazy people who like came up to us with like a bag of bird seed and were like, here, feed the ducks. I'm like, they don't eat bird seed, but thank you. And he was just throwing bird seed in the water, and it, of course, would sink because
it's like dog food.
They eat dog food, but it was just weird, like bird seed, like wild bird seed. And there was a man rubbing an old lady's feet.
Ugh.
That was weird, and it was weirder later. When I was leaving the park, I walked past the old lady, and she was talking to, I guess, her caregiver or something. She was old in a wheelchair, old lady. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how she didn't know the guy.
Oh, my God.
He was just a guy in the park, and she was like, he struck up a conversation with her, and like in that Forrest Gump lady, she's like, my feet hurt. And he was like, I'll rub your feet. And he rubbed her feet.
What?
Which was like a kindness, but a crazy person thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
He was in cahoots with the guy who gave me bird seed. They were just two crazy guys with scarves walking around the park.
Sort
being
of helping
weird.
People. Kind of.
Yeah, park angels. Just walking around trying to help, but being kind of weird.
The park angel Gabriel.
He's just rubbing bird seed into her feet.
We saw a huge black guy with an itty bitty puppy.
Really?
Oh, couldn't even walk. He was holding it in his hand.
Wow, that's adorable.
And Knox got to pet the little baby puppy and stuff. And we go through, and then we hear music, and we kind of go through the park, and there, what do we see? An ice cream truck. A Maggie Moo's ice cream truck.
Whoa.
What a perfect ending to a beautiful day. Let's get this baby a scoop of ice cream. Go up to the fucking truck. And there's a woman kind of sort of standing in front of it. And I don't want to cut her, but she's like looking at her phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you in line? She's like, no. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll give a scoop of a little ice cream for the baby. And the woman turns around. She says, wait, are you with Samantha? I was like, no, I don't. She's like, well, this is a private event. I was like, okay, well, I don't. They were having some like office convention, some kind of, I don't know, team building exercise or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll pay for the ice cream. I wasn't trying to sneak in and stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy, the Maggie Moo guys, was like, I can't take money on when I'm on an event.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm like, are you guys not going to do this? Is this what, is this the choice you're making right now? You're not going to give the baby ice cream?
But the rules.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, we're really sorry. I'm like, what do you mean you're really, just do, give us ice cream. I'll give you money for the ice cream, or just give us a scoop of ice cream that you're already giving away to people. These two people are assholes in their own special way.
Yeah.
And I left, and I tell you what, out of all the beautiful things that happened that day, guess what's the only thing I've been thinking about ever since? Just nonstop is these fuckers who would begrudge us ice cream. And it's like, that's my problem, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe it. Like, you know, as comics, we'll be in a room. Everyone can be laughing, but there'll be one guy with their arms folded, frowning, and we're like, that's my audience. That's all I even know happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that about me. I mean, I don't know. Is there a way to undo this, deprogram my...
Honestly, and it's dumb, but making a thankful list before you go to bed every night.
Oh, yeah.
It'll fix a lot of that shit.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try it. What am I thankful
for? Practice gratefulness.
Yeah, what are you thankful for, Brad?
Thankful for you guys.
Wow. Well,
thank you. I'm thankful for my eye doctor.
Ming Wang.
I'm thankful for my daughter.
Yeah.
My girlfriend.
Okay.
Wonder Charles.
Wonder Charles.
I mean, okay. I'll say yeah because you backed me into it, but that wouldn't have come to mind.
Wonder,
I mean, I'm healthy.
Your collectibles.
I'm a white man when that, right on the tail end of that, helping my life be easier.
Yeah. Because
think about like our great grandchildren being white men.
Man.
They're just going to get the shit ends of it. We get a little bit of the shit, but for the most part, it's great.
Yeah.
And not fair, but at least we can ride that out.
Yeah. By the end, I mean, my great grandchildren are going to live in the post apocalypse. They're going to be in the Mad Max world. Poor bastards.
I'm grateful for
cowards.
I'll think about it. I'll work on that. That's a good thought, though.
It helps put your mind in a thankful space.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I ended up, when I was doing it for a brief time, I wrote mostly about food I had eaten. But still, it's pretty good because you go, hey, I have food.
Yeah.
Well, you know? I accept that life is suffering and I try to pass that on to my children and the people I know.
Right.
I mean, it is suffering, but like you try to overcome it.
Yeah.
Make yourself powerful enough to live in a world of suffering. It's better that than to be naive about it and try to protect yourself from pain. But like, I feel like any kind of roadblock or any kind of hiccup at all, it just fucking, unless everything goes smooth sailing, I get frustrated. And if it goes smooth sailing for too long, I start getting anxious that it's going to get fucked up. Yeah. And it amounts to the same thing.
It's like Bruce Lee said, be water, man. You gotta be water.
Be water, baby.
Go with the flow.
Yeah. Don't focus on the finger. You miss all the heavenly glory.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good point.
Thank you, Ming Wang.
Thank you. What's your season? What's your season, Gary?
I don't like any of them, honestly.
Really?
No, I springtime. I like spring.
Okay. Yeah. Here's springtime.
I like it because it's like, oh, thank God.
I'm gonna whisper what I think Sean is.
Okay, go
before
ahead.
Before you say it. Okay.
Go ahead,
close your eyes.
It.
Summer. All right, Sean.
What did you say?
Okay. What's your season?
Fall. What did you whisper?
I thought you were summer.
Oh, because of my hit song Summertime.
Oh yeah,
just because you like shorts.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Usually I like fall a whole lot.
Yeah.
I like any month where it's not, or any season where it's not so hot.
You're not sweating.
Yeah.
And winter is kind of annoying, but I think I like winter even better than summer, just because there's like boots and there's more coats and jackets, and I think you know it's a good time to look cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's much easier to look cool in like a jacket than in some t-shirt, you know?
Totally.
Oh, yeah. I like fall and I like winter because as a fat guy, I can kind of layer up.
Oh, yeah.
And think that, who's that skinny guy in the hoodie?
Who's that built guy in a parka?
Yeah, I'm wearing like 18 fucking snowsuits. Nobody knows.
They have no idea, man.
They don't know what's going on.
You're wearing snowshoes.
But... yeah, I like fall. It's nice and cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sad because how much longer are we going to have falls, guys?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be long.
I think fall's going to be...
Actually,
a weekend?
I don't know anything about anything, but will it just be winter ceases to exist and it will just be what was winter will be fall?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know how climate change will work, but it's going to be fun.
Hey, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Because no one's doing anything at all to stop it.
Nothing. We ain't doing shit.
Be sure to recycle your pop bottles. That'll solve everything.
What a colossal waste of fucking time. When you're sitting there sorting out your plastic and shit, what do you think you're doing? Yeah,
someone's fucking...
It might work.
Just dumping.
What if it works out?
Just don't buy the plastic shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not even making a dent. You're just fucking pacifying yourself. It's like when you go to the airport and you're like, oh, we're going to scan you. This is theater.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. This isn't doing anything. Now it's time for Brad's tips. Brad's tip. Just one tip.
I forgot
what it's called.
We're getting too many
Brad's
tips.
The rest of the show is just tips.
Yeah.
Brad's tip. Explore different versions.
Wow.
Of a song that you like.
Yeah.
You like a song? Now, there's some songs that are such big hits. Yesterday, for example.
Oh, yeah.
So many versions of it.
Yeah.
I chose to spend a month, which isn't done yet, but by the time we get next episode, I will have completed this project, and I thought I'd go ahead and talk about it. The song, What a Wonderful World.
Oh, yeah.
I realized there are 22 million distinct versions of that song.
That's a lot.
So I thought I'd spend a month, and every morning, listen to a different version of What a Wonderful World. And I'm not saying it has made me want to kill myself, but it certainly made me think about dying. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It leaves me like that feeling of the ending credits rolling or something.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a very
at the end of 12 Monkeys.
Melancholy. Oh, was that? Yeah, I'm sure it's the end of a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of versions here. There's a Frankie Valli did a version of it. Ministry and the Co-Conspirators did a...
Really?
Yep. Alison Mosshart, Willie Nelson, Gloria Stefan, Tony Bennett, Rod Stewart... my favorite version would be the Joey Ramone version. I'm saving the Louis Armstrong for the final day of the experiment.
Smart.
And it's a little thing that maybe you ought to do. Pick a song. It has to be obviously a very, very popular song.
Gotta be a big one.
But you don't have to do it for a month. Just like find a song you like and then be like, huh, let's see what all the different versions of this are. And it'll give you a better appreciation for the version you like. It won't necessarily, just try it. It's an interesting thing to do. Anyway, go ahead. Do that. Brad's tip.
Do it.
That's cool.
Get to it, jerks.
Yeah. All right, guys. Now we're going to have to call... You know what? Actually, we're not calling Mark. We're calling Michael because Mark's on the airplane.
Okay.
Hello, Michael. Is this Michael Hampton?
Yeah, this is Michael Hampton.
This is Brad. We're calling you because Mark Anunson, who typically gives us financial advice, is in an airplane over the sea. He's going on a business trip. He's doing some work. So
of course he is.
Yeah. Typical.
That bitch always works. Motherfucking bitch.
That's what I told him.
I saw him at Publix the other day. I was like, what are you doing here?
Let me guess. Let me take a wild guess. Getting a sandwich.
Duh. Bitch loves sandwiches.
He raves about Publix sandwiches. I'm like, damn,
they are,
man.
Very good.
He's right.
Very good.
He's right. He ain't wrong.
I like them. That bitch right.
He is.
He is right.
We normally talk about financial stuff here, but why don't we talk about what we have planned for this weekend, buddy? You ready to dig up some fossils?
Oh yeah, baby. I'm ready to dig and then dig some more with my hands.
I went to a mechanic today and sharpened my chisel. I was like, hey, can I use your grinder to sharpen this chisel? Because I've got two rock hammers, and so there's one for you, one for me, but I don't think this is a fossil park in Ohio, and you're not allowed to bring
fossil hammers
in.
But
I'm excited.
You're allowed to bring a backpack. Well, I thought if I brought my chisel, I could always just kind of... You know, it's small. It's maybe 5 inches long. So I could like wear it on a lanyard around my neck and just use a rock to chisel out these. We're looking for trilobites because here in Tennessee, all I ever find are the crinoids, you know, the little Indian money guys.
I know, for crinoid out loud. I gotta find me some trilobites. Trilobite error, you know what I mean?
It's yeah. I heard you were raving about the new Joker, the new Joker movie. How'd you like that
yeah.
movie? It hadn't come out yet.
Yeah. Yep. I got to see it pre-screening. It's pretty good.
I liked it. I went to see it, and I was with a guy. I don't want to say his name, but he was this guy, and he was like, why is Joaquin Phoenix in movies? Because he had a hair lip. And I'm like, wow, that's what a shitty thing to say, man.
Wow, that is just...
And his argument was, if God wanted you to be in movies, he wouldn't have, fuck, he would have finished your face.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And gosh. I was like, that's
wow.
mean to say. Well, I'm glad I'm not that guy, you know?
Me too. I hope the Joker comes to his house and shoots him.
Well, I was thinking, you know how, like, Heath Leather's Joker... He had like scars on the sides of his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So Joaquin's smile could just go right up into his nose.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. That's what the other guy was saying. And I was like,
you're just doing a character, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm.
He just really wanted to be in Cats when he was younger.
Yeah, well, I hope it's good. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah,
he's good, I guess.
He's great.
He looks better than the other one.
You're never really here, remember?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
great movie.
Her's
great. I like that one.
Well, hey, buddy, we probably ought to get rolling. Thanks for letting us call you. We love you. It's always a pleasure.
Enjoy talking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do...
Bye, everybody.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
No.
No, you were saying bye, and I kind of started to talk. I was going to say this topic's going to be cats versus dogs. Do you want to weigh in before we let you go?
Yeah, I'd like to weigh in, if that's okay.
Let me ask everyone if it's...
I like both.
Oh, fuck. This is why you don't have your own show. Okay. Everybody likes both, Michael.
I pick cats.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Bye bye.
Bye. Bye.
See you, bats.
Oh, Michael.
I love that kid.
He's a good one. Heart and soul. All right. Well, okay. Now it's time for Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone. This is Gary's Scary Stories.
Ooh.
Scary stories.
To tell in the dark.
Yeah. This is actually a personal story.
Should they turn off the lights? Or
no, I'll probably fall asleep if we do that.
I'm on cold medicine. At their homes.
Yeah. Turn off your lights.
Okay.
Make sure you're really centered in the street before you close your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't drive off the road.
Sit at your tall back chair in front of the fireplace.
Yeah.
Go in the bathroom at work and turn the lights out.
Yes.
And listen to this.
So 2 years ago, my mom lived in this house with her new husband, and I would go to visit occasionally. Mm-hmm. Well, she calls me one day and is like, so, the lady who we rent out the downstairs basement to committed suicide.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And so, we ended up going to visit her, like, the next week and, like, walked through the basement and stuff. And we were, like, in the basement where the lady killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a month later, the other person that they rented a room out to died.
All right. You say so.
It was pretty nuts when it happened. And from then on, like...
Under suspicious...
Yeah, who knows what. I think my mom killed...
I was gonna say, is this a murder? Okay, go ahead.
It was pretty weird. But ever since then, it's been like 2 years, and I have nightmares about being trapped in that basement.
Oh, yeah.
Three nights a week, probably.
Oh, no.
And I'm not a superstitious person, but it does make me be like, what the fuck is going on?
Huh. What if we went and had like a seance in that basement?
That's what I was thinking.
We should do a special episode from that basement.
I wonder if we could do it. She doesn't live there anymore, but her stepson still lives
there.
Could
we get in there?
Maybe. He is weird as fuck.
That's going to even make it be better.
Scary.
If he's weird as fuck, he'll be like, oh, you want to do a seance in this basement?
We can do a special Halloween episode there.
Yes. Ooh, good idea.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, like maybe there's like a body in there. And it's like telling me in my dreams, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Telltale like Heart. Like Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's Sixth Sense.
I mean, because I didn't go to the house maybe six times. And it's like I dream about it every fucking week.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Man.
But yeah, I'll see if we could do a special episode.
That'd be
too.
So scary.
We could portable this setup
here.
Yeah,
I think so.
Pretty easy.
Okay. The stepson, he calls people turkeys all the time. Hey, what up, turkey? How you doing, turkey?
Oh, yeah, we're going there.
That sounds great.
Yeah, yeah,
he taught a Christian karate class.
All right, turn the left cheek. Now turn the right cheek.
It's called Warriors for Christ.
Really?
Yeah. What do you do? Wow. Just let people hit you all day?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, I love
that's the way it should be.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's Gary's special segment. Thank you very much, Gary. Now it's time for Sean's Corner.
Hi, guys. My name is Sean Parrott of the Which Is Better podcast. Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk to you about something that's very important to me.
Yeah.
And this is sort of related to my hot playlist that I made for all the people, but also related to albums.
Yeah.
Don't shuffle.
Oh.
Don't shuffle.
They didn't mean for it to be that way.
Don't shuffle. I mean, first of all, don't shuffle my playlist because I put those in a very specific order of how I wanted them to be. But also, if you're playing some classic album, don't hit the shuffle play button on your Spotify. Mm-mm. They put them in the exact right order. You know, you hear about them making Peter Gabriel making So, and they had cassette tapes that had the beginnings and ends of all the songs, and they would put the song and then they would try to put the next one in real fast and go, okay, no, that's not quite right, because they wanted them to move together beautifully.
Speaking of Peter Gabriel, So is that the one where on the vinyl record they put it in a different order because you can't play lower tones songs on the tinier groove of the end of a record?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe not shuffle, but maybe out of the order. The order on the CD was more of the vision, right, for Peter Gabriel?
I think for Peter Gabriel it is, yeah.
I know that your point is don't shuffle, but I think for that specific one.
Well, on that one, the one on, I think now the vinyl release and the way it is on Spotify is the way that he originally wanted it.
The bigger, higher, heavier gauged.
Yeah, and also In Your Eyes is last on So. And that's the way it should be because it's uplifting.
You wouldn't shuffle a DVD.
No. It's the same idea. It's like you wouldn't just play a random scene in a movie.
I think one of Brad's first tips was just to listen to the album.
Yeah.
Sit down and listen to a whole album.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it nowadays. Music comes out and it's a bunch of bullshit. But when Sean takes the time to make you a fucking playlist.
I made you a playlist. The Beatles made you a playlist of their own songs.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Damn.
They weren't like... They weren't like, oh, I wish a day in the life was second. they made it the last song. Yeah. They wanted it to be the last song.
I reckon if it's a best of or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. That's a good corner.
And also, completely related but unrelated. You may know this because you are on the podcast with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of the Osiris Network.
Osiris.
Yeah.
And we don't often talk in our own words, but I'd like to say we've got a new podcast on the Osiris Network called Amigos.
With
Mike Fenoya, and I listened to a few episodes of it, and he's like a New York comic talking about New York comedy stuff, and it's really, really funny.
Okay.
What you talking about?
The one I was listening to, they were talking about how New York is a hellhole.
Yeah.
And he said he wanted, he would wear those like fake the face masks that they wear, you know, like a lot of Asian people wear the face masks.
Uh-huh.
He said he wished that they were like Wu-Tang ones so that he could wear it without feeling like stupid. You know?
Okay.
It was very funny.
I'll check it out. What's it called?
It's called Amigos.
Amigos.
Amigos with Mike Fenoya.
On the Osiris Network?
On the Osiris Network.
All right.
Check it out.
All right, guys. Jonathan? Where'd Jonathan go?
Jonathan!
Jonathan!
I guess Jonathan stepped out. Huh. All right, guys, you guys ready for which is better?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I guess we'll do it sans Jonathan, since he's... Yeah. Is that how sans works?
Did he sneak out?
I don't know. I don't know if he's smoking again or what, but he is not here.
No.
All right. Guys, it's time for which is better.
Whoa.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Which is better? Cats versus dogs.
Oh. What the fuck?
Cats versus dogs, definitively, once and for all.
It feels like we've done this before. I know that we haven't, but it doesn't it feel like we have done this before? I have really big deja vu about this episode.
Yeah, there's feelings about it. Well, what do you got reactions there, fellas?
I'm going to have to say dogs.
Really?
I have a cat. My girlfriend's going to be upset that I was said dogs.
She's going to be mad as hell.
I pegged you for dog or for cat. Because of bug, your dog, your cat. God damn.
It's going to be a long episode if
I
can't.
A bug, a cat, a dog, camel.
If I can't get... Your cat's name is Bug. I'm not that.
Cat, bug, dog.
I mean, I love Bug, but I've had way more experience with dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have a cat, but I don't know if that helps or hurts the cause.
Yeah.
Sean?
Cats.
Huh. Well, like Michael, I like them both.
Yeah, I like them both, obviously.
And there's pros and cons for both.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, and we'll get into that more.
Pros and cons.
I'm going to say, doggy dogs. Okay.
Dogs.
Yep, two dogs against one cat. Let's see.
Wow.
Two dogs don't make a right.
Yeah.
They do sometimes. All right. Let's get right to it. Better pets. Which makes a better pet?
Wow.
Which is what we see these creatures as, even though they're their own.
For my money, a cat does, but it's mostly because, like, a dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
A dog, you got to fucking be there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Warm it.
They can't live their fucking lives, man. They're so stupid, and they're incapable of doing anything by themselves.
Yeah.
You can't teach them anything. Well, you can, like, teach them to sit, but that's not helpful if you're not home.
I think they're probably one of the most trainable animals, but otherwise.
Yeah, but they can't
but
open the door
do,
and go outside
don't know,
and
but people
shit.
Don't, yeah, they, people don't know how to train them, though.
Yeah. Jack Russell Terriers can drive cars, basically, right?
Well, yeah, if you're the fucking dog whisperer and you know how to train a dog. But, yeah, you'll see dogs, like, separating sheep.
They're
doing shit that, like, I can't do. They're fucking over here smelling drugs, or over here smelling cancer on people.
Yeah.
They're fucking giving CPR and shit.
Yeah, they're like dolphins of the land.
Yeah, they're like land dolphins.
Yeah, that's what I call them.
Well, cats, on the other hand, cats don't do shit. Unless you're talking about tigers and shit. They'll do tricks in the zoo, but, man, that ain't...
Yeah.
That ain't useful. Pets, though, yeah. I think that, like, a cat... You can have a cat, and it kind of has you. It doesn't even necessarily have to live in the house. It kind of comes around.
Yeah.
You can pet it. It's like a low maintenance, but like a dog, you gotta show it affection all the time. You get a lot more affection back.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
dogs actually like you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've evolved together to kind of have this symbiotic relationship, whereas cats just sort of exist on the periphery. Gary, what do you think? Better pet?
I think... It depends on what you want, like what Sean was saying. Like, if you want a low maintenance pet, fucking go cat or
That's
ferret.
A good point.
Get a couple ferrets.
I guess it depends on who's
get
the person.
Ferrets.
Who's the pet owner?
Yeah.
I am.
If you've got, like, all this love, your womb's dried up, you can't have any kids, and you got
or your dick, you got to dry balls or something.
Dick's all dried up. You want to pour all that love into an animal. You know.
Pour
you
that sweet love into an animal.
Hot little puppy. You rarely see puppies. Kittens all over the
puppies,
fucking place.
Yeah.
I saw a puppy at the park the other day, but you never see puppies. It's all...
I haven't seen one in like 5 years.
Seriously.
It's been a long time.
I went to a farm where the dog had puppies, and I had that little puppy stampede where, like, I would come over and I'd sit on the ground and, like, 20 puppies would just come run over, and that's like the funnest feeling.
Yeah.
You don't see puppies anymore. Kittens are like Because they're like insects. They just fucking breed. Yeah. There's more of them. You can't even give them the fuck away. Don't nobody want no kittens.
No, nobody cares. That's how
we got stuck with Wonder Charles, the cat.
Yeah.
No one would take him.
Yeah, well,
the shelters wouldn't take him.
He's got no eyes, so he's blind, worthless,
which makes it worse. But I didn't even get to the blind part before the place was like, we don't take cats. I'm like, you're an animal shelter. Cats are the second thing. It's dogs and cats. You don't take cats.
It's like taking a Madden game to GameStop. Like, we've got thousands of these fucking things.
Oh, we don't, we don't do PlayStations or whatever you're doing.
Fuckers.
You fucks. Well, who was a better pet? I think a dog's a better pet.
They'll save your life. Here's the thing. If you die in your house, your dog will try to call 911.
Yeah.
Or your cat will fucking eat your face.
Yeah, they do eat your face. I guess, that's what I want. I guess, though, it is sort of in the eye of the beholder. If what you want is companionship, a dog's going to have that bond with you and that love.
Yeah.
Whereas a cat...
Is there an alternate question about, like, who is the better... pet, who is the better receipt of pet love or something?
Oh,
like like dogs sit in cages all fucking day.
Oh yeah. I think
and then they get let out and they're like still excited even though they've been just abused their whole life.
If you have a dog and it gets out of the house and runs away, that dog's probably gonna die. Yeah. You're never gonna see that dog again.
Oh yeah.
You get a cat, it gets out. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. It'll find a mouse, eat it. Someone else will feed it.
Yeah.
You're not worried it's gonna die. I guess we'd be worried because Charlie's blind and he'd run out on the street.
You'd get killed by cats.
Yeah. 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 Well, all right. Let's see here. Which is better, wolves or wild cats? Now, dogs have been definitively. By science, determined to be descendants of wolves, and cats, from what we can understand, there is some kind of wild cat from the Middle East. There was I thought they were descendants of some kind of small panther or something, but it's a wild cat.
Oh, really?
So, which is better?
I mean, a lion could kick the shit out of a wolf.
Well, wild cats, I mean, like a picture, like a like bobcat kind of a thing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, okay. I still think they could probably hold their own against a wolf. Those things are so fast, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty brutal.
Their jaws are so strong.
Yeah.
But a wolf.
Yeah.
Wolves are cool.
A wolf is a big animal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think about it. You think of a dog as the size of a wolf. A lab that's about as big as a wolf. No, wolves are big motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They're big as hell?
They like fucking Game of Thrones motherfuckers.
Oh. I'm scared.
I mean, yeah, and they're a different creature. Like, they have webbed fucking feet. They run on the tips of their toes. They're fucking, you know, they're you can bond with them, but they're wild animals.
Yeah.
And they're pretty badass, man. Wildcats, who even fucking, you can't even picture it, you know? Wolves are iconic.
Yeah.
That's true.
Fucking, ain't nobody painting a wildcat on the side of a fucking van howling at the moon.
Yeah. I feel like I do have negative feelings about wolf shirts and wolf paintings, though.
Wow.
They just kind of annoy me, I think.
Huh.
I mean, I guess there's some that are fine, but sometimes I see them and I'm like, so are you pretending to be a different... So you're pretending to be like a truck stop?
Yeah, I think...
It's weird.
Now, it's a little tongue-in-cheek to have wolf paintings and stuff.
Yeah.
But I had a wolf, an unironic wolf howling at the moon.
Yeah.
A shirt. I have one of my school pictures. I'm wearing a Howling at the Moon wolf shirt, and I knew it was picture day.
Yeah, they need.
So
I mean, what lynxes can howl at something? They can be like
They make a funny weird noise. Yeah, I'm gonna say wolves for which is better.
Yeah, okay. I'll give it to wolves.
Wolves are cool.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Oh boy, we both know all these people. Cat people or dog people?
Oh, man.
Which is better?
I kind of don't like both.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Because there used to not really be a thing as dog people till probably the past like 5 years.
Yeah. Well, there were dog show people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. There's been like this new...
I love dogs, bacon, craft beer, cannon jars. I just love big dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't like... people that like dogs, because so many of them get dogs and have no fucking idea how to raise them and just give them away.
Yeah, you can sort of be a shitty cat owner and the cat's okay.
Yeah,
the cat's fine.
But like, you're a shitty dog owner, then you put your dog on a chain.
Yeah.
Fucking that's short, or you leave it in a fucking cage or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And if you have a dog that you crate, that you put in a cage when you go to work, guess what? You don't get to have a dog anymore.
Yeah.
When you get home, delete us from your library. We don't want you listening to us. We don't like you. You put a dog in a cage all fucking day in its own shit.
Only take him out just to post Instagram pictures.
Oh, you motherfucker. You're like a shitty absentee dad or something. You fucking, oh, here's me and Bandit. And you fucking asshole. Just give the dog away. And you're going to make some other douchebag so happy because they can go and say they rescued a dog.
Yeah.
And, it's like, oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. And it's tough. What? Yeah. When you give it away, you know, put a little fucking spags in there, you know? Tell them that you used to shoot the dog with a BB gun. How many rescued dogs have been the previous owner used to shoot it with a BB gun? Yeah. I've heard that story 1,000 fucking times.
Who's doing this?
Who's got BB guns?
Yeah.
Why are you shooting the dog with BB? I think they just do that to make them feel like more of a hero for rescuing this dog. I think every animal shelter should be on fire so that when you say you rescue it, you actually get to sort of be telling the truth. Rescue. It's a bit grand.
I think cat people also have sort of a negative connotation just because it's like, I picture people with like tons of cats.
Yeah.
And that's kind of scary.
But cat people keep it to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They don't annoy you with their catness.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Dog people take their dogs out around you.
Uh-huh. Man, I see so many
places
people.
Places a dog shouldn't be.
I see people bringing dogs. For some reason, this is a somewhat recent thing. People want to bring their dogs inside the fucking place where I work. It's like a restaurant. It's a coffee shop. You can't do it.
Yeah. I think part of that is it's moving because when I'm in Seattle or Oregon or you know, Portland or Seattle visiting Hannah and Jill, it's every dogs every fucking where. It's but insane. They're in.
How is it legal?
They just don't give a fuck.
They're people
just,
having food.
Everyone's on board. Yeah. I think it's like, you know, when they made smoking illegal, but like people just kept smoking in places for 5 years. I think it's like all the laws in this goddamn country.
Yeah.
This is not a fucking country of laws. We pick and choose which we're going to fucking, whatever you do, you can't break this rule or you'll get impeached. Unless you do and we decide not to impeach you.
Yeah.
It's laws are meaningless.
They really are.
They don't enforce any fucking thing. And these people, even if there was a law against dogs, no one's going to call cops on their customers.
They
don't give
to.
A shit. Yeah. Here it's a little different, but I'm saying like that's what it's like. You know, people just.
I think it just what annoys me most is like how shitty people are about it. When I'm like, hey,
oh, do you tell them to leave?
Yes.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Because we can get fined. Like it's a health code violation.
Yeah.
They could shut us down if they want to easily. If like the health inspector wanders in and there's like a fucking dog in our fucking restaurant, they'll be like, hey, excuse me, is an animal that shits on the floor inside of your restaurant?
What if it did shit on the floor? I mean,
I don't know. I guess go.
Who cleans it up? And even if the person who owned the dog like grabbed a handful of napkins and wiped up pee,
it's still
yeah.
They're not disinfecting the place.
No.
They're not fucking really.
People get so mad.
You know something I've noticed here in Nashville? The little plastic dog bags dog poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
on the sidewalk. It's like, you know what? Just let your dog shit on the grass. It's like you've made it, you've put it in a non-biodegradable bag.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's worse.
Instead, it's like now it's trash with shit inside of it instead of just shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've taken the dog for a walk and it poops and I put it in a bag and then I have to carry the bag for a couple blocks or at least until I get near a trash can.
Yeah.
And I will throw dog shit into some stranger's trash can because it's a trash can.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. We're all in this together, guys. Yeah. But don't drop it on the fucking ground.
No.
That makes me want to say dog people lose. Cat people, at least, they don't fucking bother you.
Yeah.
They sit at home. They read Cat Fancier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, cat people
They
are
open
better.
Up their Friskies.
I will say, it's funny that I feel like cat people have to get so many cats just to equal a dog's love.
Yeah, they have this weird community. And I know it's like that's the thing is cats kind of do their own fucking thing, but a cat can love you.
Yeah.
A cat can sense when you're sad and come nuzzle up against you.
Yeah.
Mine sleeps on my chest.
Yeah, a cat's love is sweet. Charlie's mean and he bites, but I think he's just sort of crazy like that. But sometimes he'll sit on your lap and sometimes he'll want to be petted.
I think he's just like, he's like a fighter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He don't
just
know.
He wants to battle.
Yeah. And also Charlie's, because he's blind, I know I feel like I'm making excuses for like a bad behaved child. But like I think part of why he bites is like that's kind of part of how he interacts with the world.
Yeah.
He sniffs things like a dog. You never see cats sniffing the way Charlie sniffs. He sniffs like a dog sniffing around for sure. And he'll kind of bite, I think, just putting his mouth on things.
Yeah.
He can't see any fucking thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You should get him some Groucho Marx classes.
Yeah. I wanted to glue googly eyes on his face. All right. Now we're going to get in depth here a little bit, guys. Let's get for real. All right. All right. Let's see here.
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's fucking take a sip of coffee. Let's get going. Better representation.
Oh.
Now I've broken this down into categories.
Okay.
Cartoon and non-cartoon. We're going to start off with cats, tunes.
Cat tunes.
Cat tunes.
Sylvester.
Felix.
Felix.
Garfield.
Yeah.
Stimpy.
Ooh.
Pink Panther.
Yeah.
The Aristocats.
Yes.
Tom of Tom and Jerry.
Okay.
Heathcliff.
Yeah.
Azrael.
Yeah.
Hobbs.
Okay.
Tigger. I'm counting Hobbs and Tigger, even though they're both stuffed animals. Scratchy from Simpsons.
Ooh,
Itchy and Scratchy. And Snowball from Simpsons. Thundercats.
Wow.
We'll round Thundercats up. Gringer Battle Cats. That's a cat. Voltron's made out of lions.
Oh, yeah.
Puss in Boots. Top Cat. Mad Cat. Dr. Claw's Cat. Mad Cat.
Oh, yes.
Cat in the Hat. Cake. Oliver from the Oliver Twist cartoon. Remember when they redid Oliver Twist cartoon? Oliver. Yep. Anyway, Treasure Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Chester Cheetah. Snagglepuss. Hello Kitty, who apparently isn't a cat. Before you write your angry emails.
What? Hello Kitty isn't a cat?
The people who made Hello Kitty, the weirdest company in the goddamn universe, who's like, here, it's the egg yolk. It's a guy, and he's an egg yolk. And we're like, and little girls go, I love it. Here's my money. Hello Kitty isn't a kitty. She owns a cat. She's a British girl ballerina enthusiast. Anyway, her name's Hello Kitty. She's a fucking cat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear some cartoon dogs.
Okay.
Odie.
Odie's good.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Droopy. Brian Griffin. Snoopy.
Snoopy's good.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. Lady and the Tramp. Underdog. Pluto. Goofy. Let's talk about Goofy for a second. Is Goofy a dog or is he a goof? They say he's a goof, but keep in mind, Goofy's original name in the 1930s, and this was Goofy, vest, buck teeth, Goofy. Mm-hmm. His original name was Dippy Dog.
Oh, yeah. I remember
so that. You can say he's a different species, but to me, Goofy's a dog.
He's a dog.
Marmaduke, Astro, Huckleberry Hound, Brain from Inspector Gadget, McGruff the Crime Dog, Dino Mutt, Mr. Peabody, Santa's Little Helper from The Simpsons, Jake the Dog, Hong Kong Phooey. Am I missing any cartoon dogs?
I think that's most close, of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are the cartoon ones. Now we can do this in sections. Now who's got better cartoon representation here?
Man. When I was a kid, Garfield, I was all about fucking Garfield.
Yeah.
I just love Garfield.
I loved Garfield. I had loved all Garfield the Garfield
so
books.
Much. So yeah. I'm going to say cartoon cats.
I'll say this about cartoon cat dogs and cats. There aren't many dog villains.
Yeah.
Unless the protagonist is also a dog, and they'll be like kind of a meaner bulldog.
Like a Doberman bag. Or something.
Yeah, but like, it's usually like, you know, cats are sort of like Dr. No's petting a cat. Cats are the evil villain or something. I don't know.
It's not fair.
I'm looking here at this, though. It's like, fucking Heathcliff was a badass.
Yeah. You know?
Fucking, Heathcliff's I don't know.
Awesome.
I think cats have better representation here. A lot of dogs, too, are like, Odie's a fucking moron.
Yeah,
Scooby-Doo's
half the dogs
a dipshit coward. Yeah, they're all fucking... fucking
I did love
useless.
Hong Kong Phooey, but I think Garfield more than Hong Kong Phooey. Hong Kong Phooey's awesome.
I guess I didn't quite have a word for racism when I was a kid, but I remember watching Hong Kong Phooey and feeling like there's something
wrong
here.
With
yeah. There's something here.
This is not right.
Like a black janitor dog.
Yes.
I mean he doesn't have a race, but he's I'm Hong Kong. You know, he's not a white dog. Okay, here's other cats. These are non-cartoon cats. All the Cats and Cats the Musical.
Yeah.
You know? Toonsis the Driving Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, yeah.
Crookshanks, Hermione's cat.
Oh, yeah.
Grumpy Cat. We all love Grumpy Cats. Yeah. He's a meme.
Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat. Keyboard Cat's pretty good. Treasure Cat, I guess there's also a cartoon in Treasure Cat. Yeah. Milo of Milo and Otis.
Yes.
Everyone's favorite, Keanu.
Oh, Keanu. Yeah.
I can't think of too many more.
There's that other cat that has, like, its tongue is always cemetery. Sticking out.
Oh, Little Bub?
Yes.
Yeah, Little Bub's a mutant. Yeah. Okay, here's some dogs, non-cartoon dogs. Old Yeller.
Mm. Oh, God.
Marley and Me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Sounder. Triumph the Insult Dog.
Sounder?
Rolf from the Muppets.
Oh.
Gromit.
Ooh, yeah.
Gary's favorite, Air Bud.
Gromit's so cool.
Lassie, Toto, Gary's other favorite, Beethoven.
I love Beethoven.
Benji, Crypto, yeah. Mm-hmm. Spuds McKenzie.
Oh, yeah. He
was I guess we can count K-9 from...
K-9?
Buck Rogers. Was it Buck Rogers or from... Anyway, and some of these are duos, like Ren and Stimpy or a cat and a dog together, and the cartoon cat dog and Milo and Otis. So anyway, as far as non-cartoon, who has better representation here?
For me, it was Gromit.
Gromit's great.
I'm a big Rolf Gromit is head. Great. Rolf is awesome.
I liked Ernest Dog. Ernest P. World's dog. Rimshot.
And Ernest was Slinky in Toy Story. It's
yes. Slinky Dog. Yeah. That's
I don't know if it's cartoon or animated. Yeah, dogs. Yeah, dogs are charming as fuck. I mean,
they're fun. They seem cool. Like, you know.
Yeah.
They wear sunglasses a lot.
Yeah.
They eat a lot of McKenzie, man.
Not a lot of cats with sunglasses.
No. They got spike collars.
Yeah.
Dogs. We're going to give it to dogs. Dogs, dogs, dogs. All right. Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
Or Cat Stevens.
Damn.
Just in a rap, a folksy rap
battle.
Who's murdered more people?
Well, Cat Stevens is a Muslim right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He shares...
He did 9/11, right?
Yeah, it was him.
I mean, he's in on it, I guess.
That's sad.
I mean, I'm not saying he was.
Why did you do that, Cat Stevens?
I don't know. He was being followed by a moonshine.
What song? What was his popular song?
He had a lot of them. Wild World, Another Saturday Night, and I Ain't Got Nobody.
He's just flying a plane into the side of
it. Father and Son Makes Me Cry. That's a sweet song.
He got a lot of pretty songs.
He does.
I will say Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, man, I listen to Doggy Style so much.
Snoop Dogg.
And, what was the one that Neptunes produced that was so fucking good that he was on?
Timbaland did a lot of stuff with him, too.
He did. There's some fucking, like, early 2000s Snoop Dogg song.
It's in double OP.
Yeah. Yes. Song's so good.
Yeah, but Cat Stevens.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Nope. I think I'll give it to Cat Stevens.
What?
Yeah.
Gary!
Well, what
you don't even know who the fuck Cat Stevens is, Gary. You lying motherfucker.
What are some Snoop Dogg songs?
Snoop Dogg,
I know.
Snoop Dogg was on every good Dr. Dre song.
Yeah.
Every song on Doggy Style is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, Gin and Juice.
Yeah, you got Gin and Juice.
Murder Was the Case.
Oh, very young.
I'm not being swayed.
Morning has broke.
Yeah. It's
oh, yeah.
It's fine, but.
Like the first. That ain't no Snoop Dogg, though. I'm an old man, I'm going to say Cat Stevens, though. I love Snoopy. Snoops.
Rolling down the street, smoking Endo. He was smoking Endo. I don't even know what that is. That's a drug, probably. Who knows?
Oh, I thought Endo was the guy he shot.
Oh, really?
When he was smoking Endo, because he's a murderer.
Oh.
So, sorry, I don't.
I thought he wasn't a murderer. That was just the case of the game.
Okay, but I guess Snoop Dogg won that round.
Yeah!
That round goes to Dogs.
Oh,
Snoop
shit.
D-O-double-G.
That's the rabbity rap.
I do have a Snoop... I've got a Snoop Dogg action figure. I don't have any Cat Stevens action figures. Yep, it's like a 12-inch Snoop Dogg. His long-ass fingers have, like, wires in them, like bendy guys.
Uh-huh.
And so you can do gang signs with
them. What?
I have him in a West Side.
Does he have Marfan syndrome?
is that a like sickle cell?
It's where you have
no. It's
everything's
like long fingers.
As hell.
Oh, his dick do.
It's like scarecrow disease.
Oh, huh.
He got scarecrow disease.
I don't know.
My dog bit me in the face when I was a kid.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I've still got the scar.
That's sad.
I've been bitten by more cats than dogs.
I got bit by a dog, not too bad, at a party once.
All right, let's see here, bigger dick.
Oh,
I think dogs, yeah.
Yeah, I think a dog, yeah. No. I don't know if I've ever had a male cat that still had a dick.
Yeah, but think about, what's the biggest dog? I guess
Great Dane.
A wolf or a...
Oh, yeah.
And what's the biggest cat? A tiger. Tiger's got to have a bigger dick than a wolf.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, if you're getting technical about it.
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't think I've ever looked at a tiger's dick.
Me neither. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
I know that cats have, like, barbed dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well I'm going to say a tiger's dick is a big dick.
Yeah.
And it's great.
For some reason, my brother, dogs have tried to fuck him all of our life.
Got that musk.
There is something.
Really?
I was thinking about that the other day.
You just hump him a lot?
Yeah. Like, we would just go to people's house, and their dog would just make, like, a beeline for my brother and just start humping him.
Well, when we were kids, people just got a dog, and they had a dog. They didn't cut their nuts off.
Right.
Yeah. So every dog constantly was humping.
Yeah.
Just arched back up like a fucking jumbo shrimp and just running around humping.
We got a dog named Snoopy. Like a beagle. We had it for a week and had to get rid of it because it like nutted on the footstool trying to get to my brother. Yeah.
I had a dog, Billy Jack, and he had a teddy bear that he just fucked all the time. Well, Charlie will fuck. I have a big puffy glove that's from Lilo and Stitch. It's like a Stitch glove.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that. Maybe the smell of it.
Yeah.
He'll fuck that thing. He don't even know nuts. He will fuck that thing. And it's like, I don't want to take that one pleasure from him, but it's also like, I don't want to watch him fucking a...
No.
Shut the door.
A blue glove. You
know, he's creepy. Just
like, oh, yeah. Fuck it.
I say dogs. I think dogs have bigger dicks.
Okay.
Yeah. Clifford.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't think of that.
Oh, Michael Hampton has a good Clifford the Big Red Dick joke. Good old Michael.
All right. Werewolves or cat people?
Whoa. I will say werewolves. Werewolves are cooler. And they have nards, which is which is awesome.
Well, Wolfman has nards.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Some people say there's a difference between a wolfman and a werewolf.
Is there?
I feel like a wolfman doesn't have a snout. Like a werewolf kind of has a snout,
okay.
And a wolfman usually has an underbite and more of a flat face.
Interesting.
In my opinion.
Man, werewolves are cool as hell.
They are cool. Yeah.
They're bad as shit. Cat people are just sort of like, what are you? Get out of here. Don't even.
I'm a meow meow. Yeah,
you're not even famous. All right. Werewolves. Let's see here. Better deities.
Okay.
There's bats, who I guess that's for cats. Bats was later Batset, I guess, the goddess cat Egyptians, basically like a cat headed.
Oh.
Or Anubis, who I guess, you know, is the dog headed.
Oh, yeah.
Deity. So, who's better?
Anubis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anubis.
Anubis
yeah.
Cool as hell.
He's cool.
He's like,
arf, 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 arf. He's like, arf. Close that stargate. A wolf.
Fill my bowl with Wawa.
My name's Anubis, and your name's Bats.
I remember having one of those little, like, Jingle Bell dogs when I was a kid.
Really?
Bark Jingle Bells.
Fucking Sean loves that stupid
I love that
shit.
Song.
I hate that so
it's
annoying.
It's great. It's not only is it a great song,
it's
like the basis of modern sampling.
Yeah,
it is. And they made it in like the fucking 40s.
Okay, that's
They're
true.
They're like cutting fucking tape together and like making sure the tune was right. It must have been fucking a million years to make that song.
It'd be funny to do sad songs with that. Be like Tears in Heaven.
Oh, yeah. Or. Just have dogs whining through the whole thing. Uh-huh.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, like a cat comes in halfway through. Yeah. See, everybody gets along.
My puppy fell off a balcony.
Because I was on cocaine.
I owed a bad babysitter.
I'm doing cocaine now.
That should be a playlist. It's just Bad Babysitter by Peaches and then Tears in Heaven.
Eric Catton. It's just all Eric Clapton.
Ooh, okay. That's good.
Slow pause.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
God, those things drive me out of my fucking mind. I hate those fucking things.
They're great.
Unless it's like a fart keyboard where they're like, you know.
Christmas classics, man.
I could do dog bark songs all
that. That's funny. That's why it's great, is it's funny, and also it's a masterpiece.
I saw a thing.
It's impossible.
They
cutting up fucking tape. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah, right. Which is smarter?
Ooh. Shit.
That's tough.
Yeah, how do you measure intelligence?
Well, if you think about a smart dog, and there are smart dogs.
Yeah.
Poodles.
But then you think about a smart cat, and they're cats that are hard to trick, and, you know, like, do clever things.
Dogs kind of have like a dumb look. They're just like, oh.
Yeah, cats seem cunning.
Yes.
Because they're kind of ambush predators.
And they don't have their tongue hanging out all the time.
No. Yeah, dogs are a lot goofier. Dumb. You don't see many goofy cats.
Yeah, if you see a person with their mouth hanging open, you're like, oh, that's an idiot.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like a dog. It's like, oh, that's a dummy.
Yeah, I think dogs. Okay, we're wrapping this up, guys. All right, now.
Okay.
One of them's got to go. A world without
cats or dogs.
Cats or dogs.
Shoot.
I think cats would have to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put them all in one great big sack.
Yeah.
Toss them in the ocean. I think
Cat Island.
I just have more negative experiences with dogs, and this is mostly work related, but dog people are so fucking weird.
And a dog can kill you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very few house cats can fuck you up.
Like,
dogs. Yeah, I remember being a kid and there'd be like just loose dogs who I'm like, yes, I hope this German Shepherd, you know, Cujo, doesn't want to fucking kill me.
I got chased by a pack of dogs when I was a kid.
It's like fucking terrifying.
They were all like small dogs too.
Doesn't matter.
But it was like, it was like piranhas, man. It was fucking nuts.
I mean, if fucking 10 dogs bite you, you're still dead.
I had to get on top of a car and just wait for them to leave.
Jesus.
I got bit on the ass by a little Dachshund when I was a kid. It hurt. Left a big old purple mark on my butt.
Yeah, of course. That'd be awful.
Hurt. He fucking jumped, bit, and was hanging off of my ass.
Oh my god.
He bit me.
That's like out of a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would get rid of dogs, but that's just because I think I just like cats better. And I know dogs are great, but if I gotta pick one, I'm gonna pick cats. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I think that for the sake of the world, I would keep dogs because I think a lot of people do use and need dogs. And for the sake of humanity, I would keep the dogs. That's not necessarily a comment on if dogs are
I would say
cats.
Our evolution would probably slow down if dogs were gone.
I think that they bring a lot of joy to a lot of people, as do cats. But I think,
Okay.
Well, let me see here. Is there anything we missed?
Anything? I don't think so.
All right. Well, do you guys want to take a sip of the elixir of personification?
And, oh, sure.
And have a debate as a cat and a dog.
Okay, let's
all right, Gary, you've been mostly dog person, right?
Yeah, I think so. Back and forth.
You be a dog, and Sean, you be a cat.
Okay.
And you guys discuss which of you is better.
Here's the bubble and crude. Take a sip of that.
All right.
Oh, let me have some of that. Meow.
or
meow 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 meow
or.
Whoa, that was crazy. Did we battle?
I think that that really cleared up a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Let's do. I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rocky.
Two Ebony and I.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
All right,
meow,
guys.
Meow, 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 meow.
Let's do islands in the streams.
Don't go breaking my heart. All right. Which is better?
It seems like dogs won, even though I don't like them as much, but it seems like they won.
Dogs.
I feel like they won. Dogs.
They won.
Dogs.
I get it. Dogs are great.
Dogs are great.
I'm not trying to say dogs aren't great, man.
No, cats are great too, but they're just not as great as dogs.
They're not as fun. Dogs are a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's disturbed.
If nothing else, you can't take a cat on an adventure.
No.
Cats
would hate you if you took them on an adventure.
You go run in the woods, your dog will run with you. Your cat's like, see ya.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to run where I want to run.
Yeah, your cats are like a friend who's like your friend in the neighborhood, but not at school.
Mm-hmm. When people can see. Oh, yeah.
Dogs win, dogs.
Congratulations, dogs.
All right, guys. Good night.
Bark.
Woof.
Woof.
Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.